So Todd, you run and operate the site elo.org, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing it now for about 2 years.
2 years. Okay, and I've been on the site and there's a place where I can send a comment to you, right?
Right.
Do people ever send you comments or
Yeah, actually
questions?
I do. I get about five letters a day usually from people all over the world. Some days more than less. And usually people are very sweet and they say, "Oh, nice job." And sometimes they give me suggestions for how to improve the site.
Really, do they ever, is anyone ever critical or say any negative things?
Well, the main critical thing I get a lot often is, why don't you have real, authentic speech? Like, why don't you have people talking natural? And there's actually quite a few reasons why.
Okay. Well, I don't understand exactly, 'cause like right now you and I are we're talking
Right.
and this is not scripted. We're basically talking.
Right.
We're talking off the top of our head, so how is this not natural?
Well, this conversation actually probably is more natural because I'm really explaining why I don't have natural conversations. It's kind of ironic. But
Okay.
I think because a lot of the conversations are staged, they're unscripted, but I do just sit down and ask two people to talk about something. And because I tell them to talk about it, it's not as natural as it would be in real life.
Oh, I see, because they're not, they didn't think of that topic on their own. They're
Right.
given the topic and then they must say something about that topic.
Right. And also, there's a problem that with just the recordings, when you record audio, you have to have the mic equal distant to both speakers. And so that means that people have to sit down and put on the headsets to get good quality audio. So in order to get people speaking naturally in real life, I would have to follow them around with a microphone. And it's just technically, it's too hard to do.
Ah, I see. So what do you do to try to is that well, let me ask, actually, is that the only criticism that you get?
No, there's quite a bit. The other criticism is that it's either too easy or it's too difficult. So
You
usually,
need more intermediate.
well, I guess that's it. They say that there's not enough stuff for low-level listeners and there's not enough stuff for the advanced listeners.
So what do you think you're going to do in the future to address those needs?
Well, hopefully by next year I'll be able to have enough that I can do both. For the people that really want high listening or more advanced listening, I think they should just go to the links page and listen to authentic stuff. Because if your listening is that good, then that's probably the best thing to do. But I do need to start working on stuff for beginners soon.
Ah, okay.
So anyway,
Cool, thanks.
thank you for asking those questions.